180 degrees. Good morning, local 304 podcast audience, and particularly my branch, Columbus, Ohio. Welcome to the Kenny Hodge Postal Podcast, where I try to keep you informed on the goings-on in Columbus, Ohio, and other areas that ask me to put that information out, and keep you apprised of my campaign efforts on the Hodge to Hodge Postal Podcast on Blog Talk Radio. Hey, listen, as this campaign heats up, I just want to say to folks, wow. I mean, don't get me wrong. I understand it's a campaign, and I understand that one candidate has the obligation to convince those of you who are voting that they're better than the other candidate. But I want to say to the mail handlers, wow, you don't even know me, and you guys are talking crazy about me. Let me tell you something. I happen to have a skill set that's going to benefit Local 304, and I'm asking you to take the chance, or take a chance on me, because you really don't know me. But what I want to say to you is this. You know what you have, and you know there's time for a change. And I'm simply saying to you that I am that individual to bring about or facilitate this change. And the method to my madness, so to speak, the reason I podcast so much is I want members in Local 304 to understand in one breath, your executive council and those who support your current president would have you think I'm inexperienced, I'm a troublemaker, I'm a rogue branch president. But on the other hand, for the past year and a half, 2 years, they have gone through great lengths to try to ensure I'm not even eligible to offer my services to you. Now, let's see through that. If I was as insignificant as they would try to have you believe, then no disrespect to the third candidate in this race, that's how much they would talk about me. Now, let me move right along to my topic for tonight. My topic for tonight deals directly with another set of charges against me by the Tour 1 Chief Steward in Columbus, Ohio. Yes, I say it again. The Tour 1 Chief Steward in the branch that I'm the president filed charges, suspended president, as your current local president so eloquently reminds everyone. But here's the deal. The Tour 1 Chief Steward had a mail handler who was given last step of discipline being removal for some improper scans. Yes, a mail handler was fired for not having proper scans. He loaded a truck and did unload scans on it, and the supervisor fired him. They had step one. They had step two. Okay, date comes, this mail handler is on the street for about 3 to 4 months. Yeah, three to four months. This mail handler is out of work. He contacts me, his suspended branch president, and more importantly, his EEO representative, because I've represented him on previous cases, prior cases. We sit within 7 days. Never mind how it happened so fast, but within 7 days, we had a redress meeting, an offer was made, we did not accept that offer. The following day, the same individuals who had the redress meeting with a mediator, the whole EEO or redress forum, the postal management manager approached myself and the mail handler with a counteroffer. We agreed to the counteroffer. We signed the EEO settlement, and I brought that mail handler back to work again from the time he called me. Now, don't get me wrong. Sometimes situations or set of circumstances just fall into the right place. Well, here's one of those times. From the time he called me to the time he was back swiping his badge at work was less than 1 week. You would think, I'm sorry, you would think that my union officials, particularly the current local president, would at least say, hey, good job, Brother Hodge. No, not my folks. What they did, what the Tour 1 chief steward did was, I surmise he collaborated with your local president. And again, in an attempt to bring some kind of charges against me that will not allow me to offer my services to you during this election, they filed charges on me for stating I held a Step 3 grievance when it was an EEO settlement. Now, I got to tell you, there was a line inside the EEO settlement, which was the heading on the form. There was a line in there that said, this EEO settlement removes or pulls all grievances. Well, let me explain something to you. And this is where, again, because I am well-versed in the grievance procedure, contrary to what you've been told, because I am not representing the union, a grievance that goes past step two belongs to the union, and only the union can pull that grievance. Now, the management official and I, in fact, I have a validated email from the management official stating very clear that I made it clear to him, I do not represent the National Postal Mail Handlers Union at this meeting. I only represent this mail handler as an EEO representative. Now, I'm sorry. Again, is something ambiguous? I think not. But let's just say, for the sake of argument, borderline. Bottom line is, I brought a mail handler back to work, didn't cost the union one red dime. They didn't have to arbitrate. They didn't have to do anything. I took care of it for the employee in an EEO forum. And for that, I have union charges filed on me by my Tour 1 chief steward, and I'm found guilty by the local trial board. See, this is why when the local trial board makes decisions like that, again, how can I trust that board? I'm sorry. And I'm hoping that as you hear what it is that I'm saying, and I'm sure there's going to be rebuttals, but the bottom line, I brought a mail handler back to work, and the local trial board sustained the charges brought against me by the Tour 1 chief steward, stating I violated a letter of suspension given to me by the local president and attempted to represent the union at a Step 3 grievance. Come on, folks. Now, let me tell you something. I'm giving you a version of what happened, but that's the core. And anybody, I guess it can only be one of the executive board, it can only be one of the local trial board members or the Tour 1 chief steward that can actually dispute anything that's here. But I'm going to have to say it can only be the Tour 1 chief steward, because based on the local trial board's decision, they didn't hear anything that was said that day. And after that, I walked away from that situation with the local trial board, I'm sure, are only acting at the direction of the local president. That's my opinion. And they made a decision that any charge against Kenny Hodge, that we can find a way to never allow the union, Local 304, to see what benefit he can truly be to them, then let's do that. And that's a perversion of the will of the people, folks. Because I believe that our local is ready for a change, and I believe that Local 304 will select Ken Hodge as their next local president. And just closing out on that, Chief Stewart, you know, I understand there's different levels of not liking someone, but if your goal is to represent the union, how could you even find, I don't know what you want to call it, the dishonor to attempt to bring charges against a union official, suspended or not, for bringing a dues-paying member back into the craft? Were you upset because I did what you could not or would not do for that member? It doesn't matter. Or more importantly, that the local trial board would agree with you to bring charges against me. Ain't nobody got time for that. Now, one additional charge or element to these charges is on my podcast, I told members, if you're not happy with what's going on in your union, I know the members were not happy. There was very little representation, if any, based on the members' perspective. And yes, I offered my services to my members. Then you can bring that issue to me on the EEO side. And I made a bold statement that I will get it done faster. I will get it done better than what your union is going to do. And let me tell you, I'm speaking directly to the entire Columbus, Ohio staff. No disrespect. The majority of the members in Columbus, Ohio did not and do not respect most of the stewards there. There is not a lot of confidence that any steward in that building is going to process the grievance correctly. But that's where that comes from. And again, not looking to strike up any prior bad feelings. And then here's what happened. I did it faster. I did it better than the union in Columbus, Ohio, including assistance from local, because a local headquarters, because the grievance was at step three. So I got that employee back to work faster than that whole element. Now, let me tell you, then the local president instructed the Tour 2 Chief Steward to withdraw the grievance. So the local president withdrew the grievance, not Kenny Hodge. But he never made that known. He allowed that trial to go on. And you call that experience? I don't. So yes, when I made that statement, I was a little inside my feelings. And I worked a little harder and did exactly what I said I could do. And I only say that now to say, this is the kind of experience, this is a level of negotiations that I'm going to bring to that local headquarter. Now, that's the second set of charges I have pending that I've been found guilty on, pending appeal to the National. And all I'm saying to the podcast audience, and particularly to members of Local 304, does it sound like something's not adding up here? It does not matter what infraction members in Local 304, I like to call them the BIP followers, small number, but still more than a few. It doesn't matter what the infraction, not let them hold office for 10 years is the remedy. Kick them out of the union is the remedy. Come on, folks, for real. When is the last time you had labor charges or union trial board charges? Was that infraction warranted? Someone get kicked out of the union? Was that infraction warranted a 10-year suspension? You might want to look back and check your history. But my message to the podcast audience is the local trial board, and there are a few members in Local 304, I think, who side with your local president even if it means compromising some things about ethics that they probably normally would not do. Vote Kenny Hodge, William Kirkland. We're going to change that. But I need your support to make it happen.